listening to The Jake Asman Show on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Jake Asman.
We have a great partnership on our network with all the writers and the team over at The Athletic. Many of their podcasts, as you know, air on our network during the weekends. And I was reading an awesome story about one of their great writers, about Philip Rivers. It came out yesterday. It is basically all about Philip Rivers' life in football, a bunch of different stories to people that know him the most. And if you're a football fan, you certainly got to check it out. The author of that story is Zach Kiefer. He's covered the Colts for a long time. He covers them, of course, for The Athletic, and he joins us now on our Progressive guest line. Zach, appreciate the time this morning, man, and I can't thank you enough for writing that story on Philip Rivers because it was an awesome read.
Thank you. It's great to be on with you, Jake.
So let me ask you this. What was your biggest takeaway from the amount of different, unique stories you were able to get from Philip Rivers? Do you have one that it was your favorite?
Good question. And I don't know where you stand on this, but for years, I'll be honest, I kind of thought he was a cocky jerk. I did. I mean, I'd watched the Colts for a long time, and he beat the Colts a lot, a couple times with Manning at quarterback, and he was running off the field at the RCA Dome, and he was yelling at the fans, and he was always trash-talking, and I just kind of thought he was this cocky jerk. And then I started calling people after he signed with the Colts, and I started noticing, like, one after another, they're like, dude, everyone thinks he's a jerk. In reality, he's like the greatest human being we've ever met. Like, that's what multiple people told me. I couldn't get these guys off the phone. And one of my favorite stories is somewhat related to that, somewhat not. But so he's recruited to play quarterback out of high school, and Auburn wants him, and that's his home state school, and he wants to go to Auburn. And they're like, we kind of like this guy named Jason Campbell. We could get you a spot at tight end or safety. And Rivers is like, nah, I'm going to go to NC State. Becomes one of the best quarterbacks in the country. Before his senior year at NC State, the quarterback, the new offensive coordinator, was formerly on the Auburn staff. It's the same guy who told him he should play tight end in college. And so this new coach, you know, day one of practice, he comes out to the field, and Rivers is nowhere to be seen with the quarterbacks. And he's like, guys, where's Phillip? Where's our star quarterback? And they're like, he's at the other end of the field. So he runs down the other end of the field, and Rivers is working out with the tight end. And Mazzone, this coach, is like, what are you doing down here? And Rivers just looks at him and says, I thought you said I was supposed to play tight end in college. And if you know Philip Rivers, you can just see that little grin on his face. He doesn't say F-U, but that kind of that F-U grin. That was a fun one. I heard a lot of stories similar to that. Super competitive, but also, you know, behind the scenes, probably one of the better human beings that a lot of these guys have met.
One of the things that I've always loved about Philip Rivers is anytime you get a chance to hear him mic'd up through NFL films and whatnot, he's always trash-talking, but he's never cursing. He's always saying, you know, hey, doggone it, and just different alliterations of, you know, near curse words, but obviously not fully going with the curse words. What did you learn, you know, just talking to people that know Philip Rivers? Has that always been the case, that he's always kind of trash-talked and did it in a very unique way?
Oh, it's always been that. It's always been that way. Now, the two words he uses the most are dadgummit and doggone. I mean, that's like millions of times. I've talked to a guy who coached him in high school, and he says, look, I've known this kid since he was 8 years old. I've never heard a curse word come out of his mouth. And it's amazing when you think about how much he talks. I mean, Philip Rivers' mouth never stops. And there's a story in the story about him after he gets drilled by Von Miller in a game against the Broncos a couple of years ago. Drilled by Von Miller, driven into the turf, and what does he do next? He grabs Miller by the jersey, and he starts screaming at him. And Nick Hardwick, the longtime center of the Chargers, is standing there watching him, and he's thinking, this guy has gone insane. He said fighting Von Miller would be like intentionally trying to fight a lion. I mean, that's just something you don't do, but Rivers is kind of insane in that way. So with him, it's not that complicated. He doesn't have a lot of outside interest. Everyone knows he has 9 kids at home. He married his high school sweetheart. It's basically just football and faith for him. That's what it is, football, family, and faith. You don't see Philip Rivers on commercials. He doesn't have a brand. He just plays football, and he's a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun to watch. Now, the interceptions haven't been fun this year, but But I really think he's one of the more unique NFL characters we've seen in a long time.
Zach Kiefer joining us here. He covers the Colts for The Athletic. Check out his brand new story all about Philip Rivers when you get the chance. It's an excellent read. You know, one of the things I've always appreciated about Philip Rivers, and the same thing with Eli Manning, and why I've argued that, you know, both guys belong in Canton at the end of the day, is that how, you know, these guys never miss starts. You know, they're some of the most durable players we've seen in the history of the league. In Rivers' case, I believe he started now 229 consecutive games. When you look at just his durability in his career, how impressive is it given a lot of the very serious injuries that he's faced at various times?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And look, I mean, this is a guy that shouldn't have that streak. Plainly put, he shouldn't have that streak. And if you ask him, you know, gun to his head, that's what means the most to him. He's sixth all-time in touchdowns, sixth in passing yards. You know, the only guys he's behind are Marino and Favre and Peyton and Brady and Breeze. But the stat that means the most is that consecutive start streak. And, you know, I was able to learn, like, look, this guy played with broken ribs for like half of the 2015 season, and he was taking pain-killing shots just to get out to the field on Sunday. And this was from the trainer that was giving him the shot. So it's a good source. Philip acknowledged it, but he doesn't want it out there. He doesn't want this known. But literally, he's taking pain-killing shots just to get to the field. And then a lot of people know about, you know, in 2008, the Chargers upset the Colts in the AFC divisional round. They're going to New England the next week to play an undefeated Patriots team. Rivers plays on a torn ACL. He's begging the doctors on the flight home from Indy, you know, can we put off surgery? Can we put off surgery? Can I play? So he has surgery on his meniscus on Monday, doesn't have surgery on the ACL, doesn't practice until Friday, plays in a football game 7 days after tearing his ACL. I don't know how many guys have done that ever. And they lost, but for a chance to go to the Super Bowl, he was willing to put it all on the line. So there's not a lot of guys that have played through more injury than Philip Rivers. And he's not going to tell you about it, but it means a lot to him that he's been out there for his team.
We're talking to Zach Kiefer, who covers the Colts for the Athletic. So looking at this Colts team, they're 4-2. They're coming off their bye week. They'll play the Lions in Detroit on Sunday. You know, I look at this team, Zach, and coming into the year, I thought, hey, great roster. We know Frank Reich's a very good coach. And if, you know, Philip Rivers could show that he's, you know, closer to what he was, you know, towards the beginning of his career, not necessarily what we saw last year, this team could be in contention for the playoffs and you know, maybe even a Super Bowl. Through six games, what have you made of this Colts team, and how would you evaluate, you know, the play of Philip Rivers thus far?
They're good. I don't think they're great. And we're going to find out really soon, because after they see the Lions on Sunday, they have a murderer's row. They play the Baltimore Ravens, the Tennessee Titans, the Green Bay Packers, and then the Titans again. So that's as tough as it gets. Those are three of the best teams in the league, and you're going to see them in 4 weeks. So we're going to find out real soon if they're for real. Rivers has been up and down, to be perfectly honest. He was terrible in their game in Cleveland a couple of weeks ago. He lost them the game through two interceptions, one which is a pick six that it looked like a rookie quarterback. That's how bad the decision was. And the funny part was, you know, after he came back the next week and played great against the Bengals and really lit it up in a way he hasn't as an Indianapolis Colt, we were talking to him after the game, and he said, look, you know what I did? I went and read all the stuff you guys wrote. He's like, when I was in San Diego, I knew what everyone would write. But in Indy, you know, I don't know you guys yet because we're on these Zoom calls with them. We don't get to talk to them in the locker room. And he said, I wanted to know what you wrote. I wanted to know how bad it was. And he said, you know what? You guys were pretty doggone honest. and so he said he didn't find motivation from that, but he wanted to know how bad it was. We kept it pretty real, and he played much better. So he bounced back in a way. They're going to need to see a whole lot more of the Philip Rivers against the Bengals than against the Browns, because he was awful in that game against the Browns.
What is the long-term feel in Indy right now for what they might do at quarterback? Obviously, Philip Rivers is 38 years old, so there's only, and you know, who knows how many years he still wants to play, and who knows how the season ends up. But is there a prevailing thought on what the, you know, majority of Colts fans would like to see the organization do to eventually find a long-term option at that position?
Yeah, they're sort of entering this QB abyss. And it's new for this town because they had Peyton Manning for 14 years, then they had Andrew Luck, and they thought he was going to stay for a lot longer than he did. And it's weird. It's weird for this team to not have a quarterback, but they don't. And they entered the situation with Rivers. It was a one-year deal, but the understanding was if it went well, it would be a two-year deal. They would just re-sign him. There would be, you know, incentives on both sides to come back. Rivers doesn't want to move again. the Colts don't want to have to panic and find a new quarterback. But that's very much up in the air right now. He hasn't been good enough for it to be a sure thing that he's back next year. They have Jacoby Brissett as a backup this year. He's a free agent in the spring. You have to assume he goes elsewhere. They have a rookie named Jacob Eason, who we all know can throw the ball a mile, tons of talent, but he's just not ready yet. You know, he's doing everything he can behind the scenes to learn and basically treat this as a redshirt year. So I think Jacob Eason gets a shot down the line, but this is very much up in the air. And what Chris Ballard, the general manager, has said multiple times is they're not going to panic. They're not going to just make a move just to make a move. You can't force the quarterback spot. When you do, that sets you back 4 or 5 years and costs people jobs. So they're in this really uncertain territory right now. It's new for this city, and it's something a lot of teams struggle with. And I don't know if Rivers is back next year. He's going to have to play really well down the stretch to earn this job again next year.
Would a guy like Sam Darnold make some sense? Because, as a huge Jet fan, I really believe in Sam, but I just see the writing on the wall that if the Jets are sitting there with the first pick, they're going to take Trevor Lawrence. Would Sam Darnold make some sense being coached up by Frank Reich and obviously, you know, having a much better a team that he could, you know, grow with moving forward?
I think it would make a ton of sense. And the irony being the Colts traded out of that third pick that the Jets used to pick Darnold at 18, and the Colts got a pretty good player in Quentin Nelson at the sixth pick. But I don't even know if we've had a full evaluation of Sam Darnold. 3 years in, like, what kind of player is he? Like, I've seen some great stuff from him, but he's got nothing around him. Yep. And I don't even think he's got the coaching he needs to even have a chance to be successful. That would be so different in Indianapolis. Frank Reich is a quarterback guy. We all know that. You know, this offense is really held back by the fact that their starting running back went out in week one and the quarterback's been up and down. They've got receiving talent. They've got tons of tight end talent. And they got one of the best lines in the game. So long way to go, but I could totally see that working. I could really see that working. And the Colts have tons of draft picks as well.
Zach Kiefer joining us here from The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter at ZKiefer. Covers the Colts, of course, for The Athletic. Colts getting set for the Lions on Sunday. You know, finally, Zach, just looking ahead now at this team moving forward, anything short of the playoffs, is that considered a failure? Do they have to win a game? Like, what would be, you know, a season that Colts fans will look back on and say, okay, maybe we didn't win the Super Bowl, but we had a good year. We accomplished, you know, some of our goals.
Yeah, they got to be in the playoffs. They got to be in the playoffs. The owner, Jim Irsay, does not like January, is where he's sitting at home watching the playoffs and his team isn't in it. They've missed it 4 out of 5 years. And the only year they made it was 18, when they started 1-5 and then won 9 of their last 10. And Andrew Luck really got back from the shoulder and they won a game. They went to Kansas City and everyone thought that was the projection, right? They were just going to duel Kansas City for AFC titles the next 4 or 5 years with Luck in his prime. We all know what happened. That changed. They had to reset. But they have too good of a roster to not be in the playoffs. They went out and signed DeForest Buckner, paid him $84 million. They went out and signed Philip Rivers. They paid him $25 million. You don't go sign a quarterback who's 38 years old and pay him $25 million to not make the playoffs. It's a very clear indication that this team thinks they're ready to win. Look, they're not ready to win a Super Bowl. They're not in the upper class of this league right now. They're not in Pittsburgh's class or Tennessee, or obviously Kansas City or Baltimore. But I think they're in the next tier, and that means a playoff game, and that could possibly mean a playoff win. Remember, there's 7 teams that make the playoffs this year, not 6. That might be huge for the Indianapolis Colts, who are in that second tier with some other teams. But it's going to get real really quickly. They've got 2 against the Titans. They've got the Packers. They've got the Baltimore Ravens coming to town next week. You know, I think the 4-2 start is a little misleading because they haven't really beaten anybody good. We're going to find out just how real they are in the next couple of weeks.
He's Zach Kiefer. Give him a follow on Twitter at ZKiefer. Covers the Colts for The Athletic. And check out his story that it was posted yesterday on The Athletic's website, all about Philip Rivers. It's an awesome read. If you're a football fan, you'll enjoy a lot of the tales about Philip Rivers' football life. Zach, can't thank you enough for the time, my friend. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Zach Kiefer joining us there on our Progressive guest line, quoting Home Insurance. It's got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, quote and buy all online at progressive.com.